Welcome in to the Monday, July 16th, IdahoSports.com podcast. I'm Jeff Duncan. Had the opportunity to speak with Travis Hobson, Shelley's new head football coach. And here is the interview, fascinating interview with Coach Hobson. Some real good insight on this year's Shelley Russet football team.
I'm with Shelley head football coach, Travis Hobson. I should say new Shelley football coach, Travis Hobson. Coach, thank you for taking some time this morning. I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Glad to be here.
Before we dive into your 2012 Shelley football team, in doing research for the interview today, I found out you were the commissioner of the Rocky Mountain Football League. And for people who don't know what the RMFL is, it's actually a very well-respected, very well-run semi-pro league. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe they serve Idaho, Utah, and Montana. Is that right?
We do. We also have Wyoming and Colorado.
Okay. Now, you were commissioner of the RMFL. Would you mind talking to us a little bit about what your duties were as commissioner and how long you were commissioner of the RMFL?
Well, let's see, I was commissioner slash president for 2 years, and prior to that, I did a number of other jobs. We have under commissioners, and I was one of those for a couple of years, and then I did other work as well. As commissioner in the new RMFL, a lot of things, you're more or less just working a lot of oversight. You're in charge of a fairly large staff. We had a staff of 16 people, ranging from everything from, you know, discipline and policy to the website, to public relations and media and marketing, you know, getting the social media kind of things. I was in charge of making a lot of ultimate decisions regarding finances, direction, staff, a lot of discipline issues. If a team were to fail their obligations, it would be up to me to expel them from the league, those kind of things. Had a lot of things, a very busy job. It was more than full-time for sure.
Yeah, in addition to working for the RMFL, you were still coaching at Shelley. So, yeah, you must have been a very, very busy guy. Now, when people think of semi-pro football, I think they still think of, you know, beer-belly guys going out Saturday afternoon and knocking heads. But the RMFL is anything but that. It's a very, very competitive, well-respected league.
That was one of our goals. We when we took this thing over, we were still considered to be a prison league. I mean, I had people call me up and they email me and say, you guys are just a glorified prison league. And, you know, that perception's out there because there are leagues out there in the country that are like that. I mean, there's thousands of these leagues out there. We as far as geography, we're the biggest in the nation. We were third in the nation as far as players and members involved. So we are well-respected. We have a couple of our teams had guys that have Super Bowl rings, and we have a lot of ex-professionals. We had two divisions, a AAA and a AA, the bigger being AAA. That was the more organized, bigger financial organizations, bigger teams, but more depth. They traveled more. Those teams were mostly comprised of ex-college athletes. But then we had the AA, and that's what people think of as semi-pro, and that's a lot of ex-high school players. They might have had a couple ex-college guys, but for the most part, ex-high school players and fairly amateur coaches and mm-hmm. organizations. But the AAA, yeah, they're a lot of legit football players that either did their thing and didn't want to do it anymore because they got beat up or it's too much time or effort or whatever. But these AAA guys were serious football players.
Did the RMFL recruit Idaho kids coming out of high school? Because I think Idaho did have three or four teams in the RMFL. Was there an effort to maybe recruit some Idaho kids to keep those football careers going?
Oh, yeah, you bet. I mean, the Treasure Valley Spartans, the team that I played for the last couple of years, we had a number of ex-Boise State guys. I mean, Cam Hall, if you remember that name, he played for Boise State and went on to play for Winnipeg Blue Bombers. He played for us, and we had seven or eight guys that played for Boise State. The Idaho Falls team had a number of ex-Idaho State guys. There's a new team in Boise called the Boise Generals. B.J. Rohde and T.J. Acri are playing for them. There's a lot of ex-college guys. We do try to keep as many high school guys in town as possible. I mean, really, it's you're essentially paying to play for the most part. Most
yes.
teams don't pay their guys, and so if you want to come play, you're welcome. And there's teams just about everywhere. In Idaho, there's two teams in the Magic Valley. There's a couple of teams in eastern Idaho. There's five or six in the Boise area. I mean, there's lots to choose from.
I think there was even one in Arco, if I'm not mistaken. The Arco Anarchy, right?
Anarchy, yeah.
That's
you
right.
Yeah, in fact, they had a deep playoff run. So the Idaho Falls Mustangs and Arco Anarchy over here. I used to run the Pocatello Predators. We folded that team up a couple years after I left. But there's still a number. There was, I think, nine Idaho teams, if I remember right, eight or nine Idaho teams.
If anybody wants more information, is it RockyMountainFootballLeague.com? Is that the website?
It is RMFL.com. now as a new website. And, of course, you can email me anytime, and I'd be happy to point you in the right direction.
All right. Sounds great. Well, let's kind of segue into your 2012 Shelley High School football team. You know, people always say it's tough to replace a well-respected, you know, or a legend coach. You normally want to be the guy who replaces the guy who followed the legend. Plan to make any changes on the Shelley football team as far as philosophy or X's and O's? I mean, it's a pretty well-established program right now, is it not?
Yeah, that was one of the things when I was going through the hiring process. The school board made it pretty clear that we didn't want to change what didn't need to be changed. And we have a good thing going here, and there's no sense reinventing the wheel. So we're keeping everything that worked. We want to keep those things. I mean, we were able to keep most of the staff. The schematics are going to be more or less the same. We're going to tweak a few things just based on the talent we have this year. But for the most part, Shelley Russ aren't going to look a whole lot different. We're going to be in the same type of feel of the game. We want to be physical, hard playing. We want to be disciplined. And we just want to play good solid football.
You are replacing Dwight Richens. What's the first thing you're going to talk with your team about as you break camp on that first day? Is it any different message or tweaking anything as far as the opening message to your team?
Yeah. You know, the nice thing is, and I have so much respect for Coach Richens. Of course, he's my mentor. He's my only head coach I've worked under. As far as I'm concerned, Coach Richens, if there's a Mount Rushmore for Eastern Idaho football, he's on it. As far as I'm concerned, you know, I don't want to change a bunch, but one of the things that our athletes struggled with in the last few years is they felt that the entertainment value of football was losing, and so we want to bring quote unquote the fun back.
Okay.
We really want to have practices that are, you know, high intensity. We brought some youth into the staff. We got some excitement and energy that's just going to be brimming from our guys and our coaches, and we really want to have that, you know, bounce around, hustle, high intensity attitude going on that we haven't, you know, we've gotten away from in the past. We kind of got complacent with our positions in the grand scheme of things, and we let that get away from us. We want to bring that back.
Coach Richens did not leave the cupboard bare for you by any stretch. You have quarterback Chad Leckington returning, McKay Cannon, wide receiver, running back. He can pretty much do it all. He's returning. Garrett Smith is back with you. So there's a solid base to build on. Can you talk a little bit about how important that senior leadership is?
It's going to make my job a lot easier. I'm so nervous going into this. I think I got in a little bit over my head here, and I'm realizing what I have. And we were just at practice last night, and I sat back and thought, man, it's nice to have some of these kids here that can really take the reins and take a lot of the pressure off of me and my staff, who's learning how to work with in new jobs and new faces. So having guys like Chad, the quarterback, you know, Chad's going to be a big time team leader. Trevin Swenson's another guy that getting some looks in college looks, and he's a 3-year starter for. He and Chad are best friends, and those two are going to be the guys that I'll look to the most to really be team leaders. You know, obviously McKay Cannon, Garrett Smith. I mean, I've got a handful of kids. I can go on for hours here, and it's great that I have all that. Now the question is, can they pull the team together in the circumstances that we're in?
Now, as far as scheme goes, you don't have the view from the outside is that you don't have that powerful every down running back this year. Any chance you're going to maybe go a little more spread with a quarterback like Leckington and McKay Cannon as a receiver?
Well, I think we sat down as a staff and we came to the conclusion that we would be doing the community, the school, and the players a disservice if we didn't. We have to. We have no choice at this point. I don't have, you know, the running backs that we've had in the past and Aaron Adams.
Right.
I know that's the name that comes to mind. It comes to mind for me too, and we don't have that. We have a couple of guys that can work into that and rep that and make Aaron Adams in an aggregate, but even then, that's tough to do. So I've got a half dozen wide receivers that can all run great routes and catch balls. And so we need to, and a quarterback, no less, that can get it to them. You know, that's the key here. And so it helps us to, it's going to aid our cause if we start air the ball a little bit more. You know, I'm a run first guy. Obviously, I'm an offensive lineman by trade, so I want to run the ball. But I also understand that what we have is what we have, and we're going to need to throw the ball a bit.
It's great to have a quarterback like Chad Leckington, but he has to stay upright to be effective. Now, on paper, and correct me if I'm wrong, but your offensive line looks to be like a very, very good offensive line this year. Garrett Smith, Dalton Nelson, Kalen Young, those three, pretty solid pass protection for Mr. Leckington.
Could be one of the best lines we've had in years.
Yeah,
could be.
I think so.
I'm anxious to see. I mean, they're going to be an older group. Kalen Young, Connor Gilstrap at center. He's a smart center. He's definitely not oversized by any means, but he's extremely smart. He'll be my the big leader. I expect to have a junior playing my left guard spot. That's an important spot in our offense. And at right guard, I mean, there's four or five guys that are battling out for that job. Henry Gold and a couple other kids are going to be in that mix trying to find their way in there. And the nice thing is, Jeff, we have so many linemen this year to choose from. We're going to be able to specialize and have kids that'll play just tackle or just defensive line or just nose guard. I mean, we've never had that before.
That's a nice problem to have, is having too many bodies, isn't it? That's nice.
For the first time in years, we'll actually be able to go ones-on-ones in practice without having to mix guys up. I mean, I might have one, maybe two two-way starters at best.
Now, you know, we talked about Leckington, Cannon, Swenson, Garrett Smith. Who are some other players that maybe are going to that have maybe flown under the radar that could really surprise some people this year?
Do I have to tell you that?
You don't have to.
Taylor Lund is probably one of the players on our team that I have the most high hopes for.
Okay.
He's a junior. He played on JV last year as a sophomore. He has impressed through the summer, through 7-on-7 camps and tournaments. Plays wide receiver and defensive back. Just extremely impressive. Dalton Nelson, his older brother Garrett Nelson, has been playing well. Cameron Waite is a kid that I think is a name you're gonna see in the papers. You know, he's got soft hands. He's quick. He's shifty. Caden Schmidt, he was our backup quarterback last year and stepped in when Leckington got his hand hurt. He's a much better receiver and defensive back than anything else, and that's where we'll play him this year. He's going to be a force to people are going to know who he is too. So we've got a lot of guys who are going to be in that mix of you know, who are guys that are flying to the radar that we're going to know by the end of the year. And I've got a half dozen of those.
You're going to transition from the High Country Conference to the Mountain Rivers Conference. Do you know much about South Fremont, Teton, and Sugar Salem?
Sure. I mean, yeah, these are teams that, you know, except for the last 2 years, we played for eons. So it's nice to go back to the teams we used to play. You know, I have great relationships with Brody Birch, who's back up at Teton, and I haven't met Thor Ware at Sugar yet, and I'm aware of and know of the South Fremont guys. So it's going to be nice to go back to what we've always had and been accustomed to. I don't know much about Sugar, to be honest with you. I think from my position, they're keeping things very close to their chest. Teton, I know Teton's going to be good. Teton's going to have one of the better teams they've had in years. So I think they're going to be a challenge, and South Fremont, I know they're rebuilding, but they always have speed. I don't like facing South because they can always outrun us.
And Sugar, it really does.
At Sugar, if they're going to put in the offense that I hear they are, and the athletes that I know they have after coaching and working, helping with track, I saw a lot of their athletes in track, and my goodness, if everything I hear is true, then watch out for Sugar.
You know, there are a lot of great rivalries in the state of Idaho. You have the black and blue game, you got Pokey and Highland, and there's some American Falls, Aberdeen, you got the rivalries up in Idaho Falls area. A lot of people think Shelley Fruitland, that's like a knockdown, drag out rivalry. Is that how you guys see it? Is your big rival is Fruitland, or is it maybe still Firth?
Oh, no. Firth was an older rival kind of before I got there, and it petered out by the time I got involved with it. I would sure love to be rivals with Fruitland. They're such a damn good program. I'd love to be considered their rival. So if we're being talked about in the same sentence as Fruitland, then I'm happy with things. I'd say in the area, though, Hillcrest sure doesn't like us. I don't think my kids are very much fans of theirs. So, and with the new dynamic of old Shelley, new Hillcrest thing, I'm afraid of that rivalry. We're really kind of a team without a rival right now, to be honest with you. Could be a good rival with Snake River, but we don't play them anymore.
Huh. Yeah, I guess during the playoffs, it's more Shelley Fruitland. A lot of people were happy to see Shelley go down to 3A again because, hey, it's Shelley Fruitland again in football. And a lot of good ball games between Shelley and Fruitland. I called a couple of those games. They were fantastic football games in the playoffs.
Well, I tell you what, if you're going to talk about Shelley and Fruitland, if that's going to be the matchup this year, then we're going to be pretty happy with it.
It'll be fun. You have a pretty tough preseason schedule as well. You start out with Idaho Falls, then you have the game in the Rocky Mountain Rumble. I think you're playing the team from Washington. I think you're playing Squim.
Then
you have Jerome. Not an easy preseason schedule. As a coach, do you have any input in your schedule? And if you do, do you like maybe a tougher preseason schedule?
I didn't have the input because the schedule was written before I got in the job. I know usually Coach Hadley, obviously he's my offensive coordinator and my athletic director, so he'll allow me to have some input. I mean, not that I have any control, but the input,
right.
Yes. I do prefer a harder preseason. I want to play those 4A and 5A games. I think they're great, because by the time we get into season and playoffs, we're already gone through the refiner's fire, and we're there, I hope. That's the intent anyway, and usually it works out that way. I don't know going forward after this next year that I'll be too fond of playing 3A, 5A, but hey, if Idle Falls and Hillcrest and those guys want to play us, then we're not going to back down.
I'll let you go after this question. If Shelley's going to be successful this season, what are a couple things that you will have to do for sure on the offensive side of the ball and then on the defensive side of the ball?
We've got to commit to the team concept first and foremost. We have so many players that keeping the camaraderie and the teamwork and the team concept intact is going to be difficult. This is the first time in years where we're going to be specialists, and they're going to be guys who aren't going to be getting a lot of time, and that's going to be frustrating because smaller program with 50, 60 kids, you can't get kids off the field. With 120 kids, you're having a hard time finding ways to get kids in. That's going to be a big problem for us. I need to be able to keep my key players healthy, and we need to come to a consensus as a staff on the exact direction we want to go and how much pass to run ratio we're going to be allowing. It's going to dictate a lot competition wise. I mean, certain teams are going to be more susceptible to the pass than the run. So it'll be predicated on the opponent. But key things are going to be team concept and keeping kids healthy.
All right, Coach. Thank you very much for taking the time this morning, and good luck this year with Shelly.
Sure appreciate it.